weekend when this happened.
Oh, well, I had a pretty good view of it. I was the first to the flat, so. I saw him go up to make the catch. I knew we had a chance. They only had two guys over there, and the first guy grabbed me right away. So I knew we had two on two with, you know, two guys that could go up and make a play. And, you know, Case told us in the huddle that he was going to give somebody a chance. It's a play that we've practiced all the time for situations like that. Can't say it's ever ended that way. But I knew we'd at least get a chunk and have a chance to kick a field goal to win the game. And when he went up to make the catch, I saw him make the catch, and I saw the safety coming in to hit him low, and all I could think was just don't hit him and have him fall right there. If he falls right there, that's it. And then when he came down, kept his balance, and took off running, I knew there was nobody left, so I was never going to catch him, but I was going to get there as fast as I could and celebrate with him. And it's about time.
Tell me more about that. It's about time.
Just what this organization's been through, what we as a group have been through. If you think back to the last time we were in the playoffs, and then just rewind over the last 2 years, all the injuries and all the adversity we faced last year, and then you look at the first 4 weeks of our season this year, with 2-2, with losing our starting quarterback and starting running back, and, you know, for a lot of people, they could have just been like, okay, here it goes again. And it's not meant to be. But that's not this group. That's not these group of men. That's not the leadership that we have. And all we know is to fight. And they say all the time, fight for 60 minutes. And then as long as we do that, you look up, you'll be happy. I never actually thought after 60 full minutes it would end the way that it did today.
It was the most cerebral response we've heard of anyone in here of that final play, and everybody else just seemed to just be really speechless. This is such a holy cow.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I had a pretty good view of it when I saw the ball in his hand and turned. And I couldn't believe it. Things just don't work out that way. But when you keep fighting and you do the right things and you do the little things, it's bound to happen at some point.
So now you have to go to Philly. I mean, and that's already figured out. It's already in stone. So just your thoughts on that. Just how short this
Well, I think the biggest thing is that this is just the beginning. This isn't the end. This is great. Don't get me wrong. We should celebrate this. We should enjoy this. It's hard to win playoff games. There's a lot of guys in this locker room, including myself. It's our first playoff win. But it's just the beginning. We've still got a lot of work to do, and it would be a shame to let something like that go to waste by us not showing up. Thank you.
To Kyle, here I'm talking about kind of the offense picking up the defense. After all that they've done this year, how satisfying is it to pick them up?
I mean, we didn't pick anybody up. They played unbelievable. To hold a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback to a goose egg in the first half, and we put them in some tough situations in the second half, and they just kept fighting till the end as well. And obviously, holding to a field goal there at the end was huge. It gave us an opportunity to try to get back and match with another field goal, and